Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC. At 50. And you're listening to WGMC at 50, and today we have the opportunity to talk with one of our current hosts here, Jazz 90.1, Nate Jones. Nate, thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
Rob, thank you.
Now, you are, the best I can tell, still our newest DJ, right? Is that right?
I think I'm the youth of the station.
You are.
No offense to anybody else here.
He just called us old, by the way, if you know this. So, Nate, you know, you are a younger person, and you've been here for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
How long's it been?
I think I started in 2021, and I want to say May or June of 21. Mm-hmm. It was like right after COVID,
yep.
At least, and you were like, what do you think? What are you doing here? You know, are you sure you want to do this?
Right. Well, so if you could tell us a little bit about kind of what brought you to the station, what gave you the idea that, you know, I want to be on the radio and I want to play music.
Well, I want to give credit to my girlfriend. she really turned me on to Jazz 90.1. I didn't really, take a lot of interest in public radio, I feel like, before then. But I did have interests in jazz. My dad played a lot of George Benson when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. My stepdad turned me on to Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. So, more of the rock side of things. But the musical influence was always there. And then you were on the air. I think it was in December or January of that previous year. And you were like, hey, we're looking for part-time or, you know, volunteers.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, that's a cool opportunity, you know.
Now, had you ever kind of before that thought about doing something with radio? I mean, because your full-time gig has nothing to do with broadcasting or anything like that. So had you ever thought, hey, it'd be cool to be on the air?
I mean, I'd never even considered it. Like in high school, you know, mm-hmm. of course they offer some classes and stuff mm-hmm. like that in radio and communications. But I went to school for environmental science, and this is just a passion project. Mm-hmm. I just really enjoy it, you know.
Now, you host a program on Thursday nights called Jazz Wavelengths. Tell us about the program, how you came up with the concept.
Yeah, so I pretty much wanted to have it be kind of open and to interpretation and be able to play whatever I kind of wanted. And you guys put me on at night, and then it allows me to pretty much do that. And,
sure.
Then I started to really explore through the library of music that we have here and mm-hmm. expanded my musical knowledge. That was one of the reasons I wanted to get involved too, was just to learn more about the jazz and further immerse myself in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really rewarding thus far.
What's it been like for you to kind of be on this side of things, you know, seeing kind of the jazz festival operation and some of the kind of, you know, the community, the live music community that we have here?
It's special. I mean, I'm not sure about other communities, but the opportunity to go out and see shows and a lot of free shows that we put on, but also that are just happening in the city. There's just so much. I mean, the Jazz Fest, I met artists, hung out late night at the jams. Mm-hmm. And people are so personal, mm-hmm. personable in jazz. And it was really refreshing to see these incredibly talented musicians and technicians of their respective instruments mm-hmm. Are so down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's a cool little insight that you may not have unless you're right. kind of on this side of things.
Now, before, you know, you mentioned that you were kind of raised around some of the music, but before you found out about the station, before you decided to come here, where were you musically? Like, where, what did you enjoy? What did you listen to?
Oh, I mean, I like a lot of hip hop myself, mm-hmm. A lot of rock and roll, classic rock, and then some jazz, a lot of soul music. Mm-hmm. I really dig soul music and R&B and especially stuff from like the 70s that just had like a big band sound to it and orchestral elements mm-hmm. along with like really dynamic typically like African American singers mm-hmm. that were just so soulful and gospel elements that were shining through during that era. Mm-hmm. I'm still infatuated with that type of music, and you can hear it on my Jazz Wavelengths program.
Now, you know, you're a younger guy. We bust your chops about that. But as part of being a younger guy, you weren't necessarily of the generation that was born and raised listening to the radio per se, right? Everybody has tech in their hands now, and we got the Spotify and the Pandora and all this stuff. Has it been, you know, coming up in that digital generation, what are your thoughts about a station like ours being around for five decades?
Ah, it's amazing, and obviously the hats are off to you guys, you and Derek, for changing with the times and you know, really providing people something that they want and have wanted for all these years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, the programming is great here, and you know, there's a lot to be said for the innovations that we've taken, having an online 24-hour mm-hmm. station that we offer here, Smooth Grooves, the social media influence that we have. You know, these things have really kept us relevant, and I assume will continue to keep us relevant, especially because, as you were saying, Rochester has this this real lifeblood of jazz mm. pumping through it.
Is there, do you think, a place for public jazz radio stations like ours with people that are, you know, the next generation, if you will?
I think so. You know, I have some friends that I've, you know, turned the program onto and that are supporters of Jazz 90.1. And I think that'll grow. I think liking public radio is almost a maturity kind of thing.
A rite of passage, right? Yeah.
Like, you realize, like, oh, this is really a special resource mm-hmm. that we have. And it's personal, and it's reflective of this community. But it also has its ties elsewhere, where you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. So even if you're not in Rochester anymore, you can still kind of know what's going on or learn what's going on here, because we're kind of a jazz capital of the world.
Yes, we are.
You know, yeah. We're one of them.
Yep. Is there anything that I've forgotten to ask you about your time here?
No, I mean, to be honest, it's a pleasure and a delight to be a part of the station. 50 years is incredible. I'm only 27, so I don't know what 50 years is like, but it seems to be pretty special and wrinkle-free.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we make it look wrinkle-free.
Right.
Nate, thank you so much. And again, you can hear Nate's program every Thursday night, Jazz Wavelengths, and the program on 10 to midnight.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Take care. Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating five decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.